All right, so today we are diving into something kind of dreamy,
Okay.
literally dreamy.
All right.
The Slumberland Naturals Ultimate Wool Mattress.
Ooh, yeah.
Have you heard of this one?
I have heard of this mattress, yes.
Okay, so you're considering this mattress, right? And like, who wouldn't? It's like the eco-luxury dreamboat of mattresses.
Definitely seems to be making waves. I think people are really drawn to that promise of luxurious sleep, but then also natural materials.
Yeah, totally. And I'm guessing you're a little bit like me, where it's like, okay, is it really worth all the hype? Especially with a purchase this big, I don't want to be seduced by fancy marketing. I want to know what I'm really getting into.
Absolutely. And I think that's where kind of taking a step back and looking at what makes a mattress truly good can be really helpful. Because it's easy to get lost in thread count and foam density and all that jargon. But at its core, a good mattress really boils down to two things: how well it supports your body and the quality of materials used.
Okay, so support and materials, got it. But what does that actually look like in action? Because honestly, I've tried mattresses that felt like sleeping on a concrete slab, and I've tried mattresses that felt like I was like sinking into quicksand, you know?
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
And we're talking about support. Picture this. You wake up feeling refreshed, no more tossing and turning because your back is screaming for mercy, right?
No.
That's the magic of proper spinal alignment, and the right mattress makes all the difference.
Okay, less back pain. Now that is a selling point I can get behind.
Right. So, how do the materials play into this whole magical back-saving situation?
Yeah, so think of it this way. The materials are the building blocks of your sleep experience. So they're not only going to determine how the mattress feels, that plushness or that firmness, but also how well it regulates temperature and how long it's actually going to last. It's all connected.
Okay, so let's talk about the star of the show here, which is the wool. I'll admit, it's not the first thing that pops into my head when I think mattress,
Right.
It's kind of like, are you just sleeping on a sheep? But then again, maybe that's why they call it the sleep of royalty.
Right.
Right, you're not far off. I mean, wool has this really incredible ability to breathe and to wick away moisture, which is a game changer when it comes to temperature regulation. And when you combine that with the flax layers that Slumberland uses, you're essentially getting a naturally climate-controlled sleep haven.
Okay, so that's cool. So it's not just marketing fluff. Like, people are actually saying this temperature regulation is legit.
They are. They are. Especially those who tend to sleep hot or live in climates where the temperature fluctuates a lot, Imagine saying goodbye to those night sweats where you wake up and you feel like you just ran a marathon.
Okay, that is an image no one wants.
No.
No one wants that. And since we're talking about things that interrupt a good night's sleep, let's circle back to the support system. How does this wool wonder stack up in terms of keeping your spine in check?
Yeah, so this is where it gets really interesting. So, Slumberland uses a dual-layer pocket spring system, and it seems to be a hit with back and stomach sleepers in particular. Reviewers are saying it provides that cradled yet supportive feel that's really crucial for spinal alignment.
Okay, so far so good. Luxury and a good night's sleep. It's like having your organic, ethically sourced cake and eating it too. But hold on. I know from experience that finding the perfect mattress is like a choose-your-own-adventure novel, and things can get a little tricky when we're talking about side sleepers. So what does the story say for them?
Yeah, you're right to call out side sleepers because they often get the short end of the mattress stick.
Yeah.
The thing is, with side sleeping, it can put like extra pressure on your hips and your shoulders, right? So you need a mattress that offers a bit of give in those areas to keep everything aligned and pain-free.
So it's not just about being like soft or firm, it's about like how that mattress is structured to support those different positions.
Exactly. And so in the case of this Slumberland mattress, it is available in a couple of different firmness levels,
Yeah.
which is good news for our side sleeping friends. But the general consensus does seem to be that the firm version might be a tad too firm for most side sleepers.
Makes sense. So opting for that medium firmness level, it sounds like.
Yeah, that seems to be the sweet spot.
Okay.
And I think several reviewers even mentioned that if you tend to have more of an hourglass figure, the medium firmness might be the better choice, regardless of your actual sleep position, because it allows for a bit of extra contouring where you need it.
Okay, so customized comfort, pretty impressive. But speaking of long-term comfort, let's talk about how this mattress holds up over time, the durability, you know. So this Slumberland has a no-flip design, which sounds amazing, like sign me up. I would rather wrestle an alligator than flip a mattress, but is that going to impact how long this thing lasts?
That's a really good question. No one wants a mattress that's going to sag faster than a deflated souffle.
Right.
So the good news is this mattress does seem to be built for longevity. the materials themselves, the wool, the latex, the pocket springs, those are all known for being really durable.
Yeah, so high quality ingredients for a mattress that's meant to last, I like it.
Exactly, but like any good relationship, I do think a little maintenance goes a long way. So regular rotation is still key, even with a no-flip design. Think of it as like distributing the wear and tear evenly so you're not putting too much stress on any one area.
Okay, so maybe a little less alligator wrestling, a little more mattress rotating.
Exactly.
But I can handle that. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room, the price tag. This thing is an investment.
It is a splurge.
Yeah.
There are definitely more affordable mattresses out there, but it is important to remember you're not just paying for a place to lay your head. You are paying for those high-quality, sustainably sourced materials we talked about.
Right.
You're paying for the potential health benefits that better sleep, reduced back pain. And let's be honest, sometimes you're paying for that peace of mind factor, you know, knowing you made a choice that aligns with your values.
Which, knowing your commitment to sustainability is probably a pretty big deal for you, right? Who wants to wake up feeling guilty about their carbon footprint on top of everything else?
It is definitely something I consider. And while we're on the topic of being conscious consumers, I did want to address one tiny thing that popped up in the research.
You mean the part where they said they haven't actually slept on the mattress?
Yeah, exactly. And I know, before, you think we've been duped by mattress reviewing robots?
Right.
Hear me out. Okay. So, while it's true that this particular reviewer hadn't spent a night on the Slumberland, they were very transparent about that.
Okay. Well, honesty is always appreciated.
Always, even in the world of mattress reviews. But they were very clear that they'd spent a significant amount of time, like, examining the mattress in person, feeling the materials, testing the support, and they really heavily emphasized their process of combing through customer feedback and incorporating that into their assessment.
So it's almost like getting a second opinion from a doctor who has consulted with all the other doctors who've treated that same condition. You know what I mean? They might not have the personal experience, but they've got that, like, collective knowledge.
Exactly. It's about looking at the bigger picture, gathering insights from multiple sources, and then connecting those dots for you.
Okay, so we've done it. We have dug into the nitty-gritty, the comfort, the support, the magical temperature control, even the price tag. We've looked at reviews, materials, expert opinions. Is there anything else?
I think we covered it all.
I think we did.
Yeah.
So now for the million-dollar question. Is the Slumberland Naturals Ultimate Wool Mattress all it's cracked up to be?
Yeah. I mean, here's the bottom line, right? You got all the information. Now it's about figuring out what matters most to you. Are you someone who prioritizes a good night's sleep above all else? And are you willing to invest in that?
Because let's be real, there's no denying this mattress comes with a premium price tag.
It does. It does. But I think what this deep dive has hopefully highlighted is that it's about more than just the number on the price tag, you know? It's about the value that you place on things like those high-quality materials, sustainability, the potential for better sleep, and just overall well-being.
Right. It's about investing in a mattress that aligns with, like, your values, your priorities, whether that's all about that luxurious comfort, knowing that you're making a sustainable choice, or in this case, maybe even both, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, on that note of sustainability, I think it's worth mentioning that Slumberland does go beyond just slapping an eco-friendly label on things, right? They are using really durable materials. They have that no-slip design, which, yes, requires a little rotation love, but that could mean this mattress lasts you a lot longer.
Which, in the long run, could actually make it a more sustainable choice than buying a cheaper mattress and having to replace it every few years. You know, that whole, like, buy less, buy better philosophy.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, we've thrown a lot of information your way today, but ultimately the decision rests with you. Do you think that this eco-luxury mattress is something worth adding to your life? Or, having kind of, you know, learned a little bit more about what makes a mattress tick, are you going to go out and explore other options that maybe better fit your needs or your budget?
Whatever you decide, you're now armed with the knowledge to make an informed choice. You've gone beyond the marketing hype, dug deep into the heart of what makes the Slumberland Naturals Ultimate Wool Mattress so unique, and hopefully you've figured out if it's the right fit for your sleep sanctuary.
And if nothing else, you've learned a thing or two about what to look for in a mattress, regardless of the brand or the price tag, because at the end of the day, a good night's sleep is something we all deserve.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the luxurious, sustainable world of sleep. We'll catch you next time when we explore. Well, that's a surprise for another day. Until then, sleep well.
Sleep well.